From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Tonight begins our two-day Christmas holiday extravaganza. Tonight, a special report of guests and your calls. Tomorrow on Christmas night, your miracle phone calls as well. Before we get into some of the stories of the day, first of all, on behalf of everyone associated with Coast to Coast AM and our network, Premier Radio, we'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of you, specifically all of you listening on your favorite radio stations across North America, StreamLink members as well. Thank you for all you do, XM satellite listeners, and then the various chat rooms. Merry Christmas to the NighthawkZone.com folks, Into Infinity, Imaginative World folks, Frog Forum, the National Radio Clubs. There's so many chat rooms, MySpace groups, Yahoo chat groups, all around the country, and of course, you. Thank you so much. Have the greatest Christmas. We'll be with you live tonight, obviously, and tomorrow as well. In Chicago, hundreds of holiday travelers spent the night in the nation's second busiest airport, and some of them faced the prospect of still staying there through Christmas Eve and tomorrow morning as airports across the country recovered from a barrage of snow and ice storms. Conditions improved Wednesday, but highways were still dangerously slippery in some areas. I've got a friend of mine in Hollywood. Her name is Shamron Moore. She is a up-and-coming actress, married a friend of mine named Mark from St. Louis, who was so infatuated with her, they both moved out to L.A. several years ago. She was delayed in Chicago 5 hours yesterday night as she was trying to get to Flint, Michigan to be with her grandparents. 5 hours. So many other horror stories like that. She finally made it, and I hope you did too. An accident involving de-icing solution being sprayed on an Alaska Airlines plane in snow-covered Seattle sent 7 people to a hospital Wednesday. The 7 who were crew members were transported to a medical center for minor issues, including eye irritation, dizziness, and nausea. Alaska Airlines said the flight was getting ready for takeoff to Burbank in California when passengers began to complain of eye irritation and strong fumes from the chemicals. Video footage showed several emergency vehicles around the plane on the snow-covered tarmac. All is well. The plane finally took off with a new crew. The Federal Reserve has granted a request by the financing arm of General Motors to tap the government's $700 billion rescue fund, bolstering GM's ability to survive. The Fed has announced that it has approved GMAC, that's the financial services arm, its request to become a bank holding company. That designation means that GMAC is eligible to receive a portion of the bailout fund and get emergency loans directly from the Fed. In Cairo, Egypt, an Australian teacher who stuffed his luggage with 2,000-year-old animal mummies and religious figurines wrapped as gifts has been arrested and charged with smuggling antiquities. The 61-year-old teacher was headed to Thailand when a security official became suspicious of the wrapped figurines that were placed amid souvenir ceramic pots in his suitcase. Zahi Hawass heard about it, and this guy's been arrested and charged. What makes us feel spiritual, they say? Well, they say it could be the quieting of a small area in our brains, according to a new study. The area in question is by the right lobe. It's responsible for defining the me, according to a researcher. It generates self-criticism, according to the researcher, guides us through physical and social terrains by constantly updating our self-knowledge. They say people with less active me definers are more likely to lead spiritual lives. Well, you know, for years they always talked about the ego, and if you didn't have an ego, you would tend to be more spiritual. People who scrimp on sleep are more likely to develop hardening of the arteries, according to research. And that, of course, is a precursor to heart disease. Calcified arteries were found in nearly a third of people who slept fewer than 5 hours a night. Christian Wild, author, researcher, explores early detection and prevention of heart disease. His website, myheartbook.com, regular contributor here on Coast to Coast AM. Christian, why is it that the lack of sleep creates hardening of the arteries?
Well, that's something that they're not really sure of, George. This particular study is preceded by several studies, one that came out of Japan a few years ago, in which they became aware that many of their workers who were working extraordinary hours were dying prematurely. Some of it they linked to cardiovascular disease and heart attack, but from the rest of them, it was from mortality from all causes. So in the particular study out of the United Kingdom called the Whitehall 2 study, they were determining that something called fibrinogen, which we've written a lot about, a blood protein, rises when one is under stress, and consequently, it forms calcification. That is groundbreaking. It's one of the most recent attempts of understanding what's going on with calcification. Any thoracic cardiovascular surgeon will tell you that cutting through these hardened, rigid, calcified arteries is like cutting through a dried garden hose.
Jeez.
There are two things, George, that can help. One is fish oil, which we talk about so often, and the other is the amino acid L-arginine. L-arginine is a precursor of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is what Ignaro from UCLA won the Nobel Peace Prize a few years ago.
Well, I got to tell you, Christian, ever since you and I have been talking now well over a year, I've been following your regimen, and I'm feeling great. And take my turmeric all the time, along with all these other capsules that you recommended. And we've got to get you back for an update, maybe after the first of the year, where everybody starts their New Year's resolutions.
That'd be nice.
Get everybody on a new health. Go ahead.
Because of you, George, I've changed the name of the research report. It is now the Christian Wild Stem Cell and Turmeric Research Report.
I love it. And the website again is?
www.myheartbook.com.
Christian, my friend, have a great Christmas.
Same to you and your family.
You mean a lot to us. Christian Wild. 40 years ago, the biggest television audience in history tuned in to watch humankind's very first close encounter with another world as the crew of Apollo 8 reached lunar orbit. Christmas Eve, 1968, none of the astronauts on board Apollo 8 were ready for the opportunity to witness their very own Earthwise.
Now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament. And divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day.
And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you. All of you on the good earth.
Man, it seems just like yesterday. It was 40 years ago. NORAD which monitors air and space threats against the United States and Canada, is in charge now of the annual Christmas mission to keep us all informed of Santa's worldwide journey to everybody's homes and places. Where is Santa right now? Well, if you go up to the coasttocoastam.com website, Lex has it posted, the direct link to NORAD, as we track Santa throughout the night. Right now, he's over Tucson, Arizona, headed, it looks like, over the Pacific Ocean eventually, and off he goes. So we'll track him. Also on the coasttocoastam.com website, a hot story. The ugly turkey has a lucky escape. A turkey, they say, has been spared ending up on the dinner plate this Christmas. They say he's too ugly. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't think there is ugly. There's just different, right? Well, Wilbur, they say, is underweight, has no tail feathers, a misshapen body, walks with a limp. But you'll be able to see his picture. And if you're a turkey, well, you can make up your own mind in terms of what you think Wilbur looks like. Up next, Danyon Brinkley, our special guest, as we begin our Christmas Eve program, as we talk about his inspiration for Christmas on Coast to Coast AM.
Hello, this is Shirley Jones, and I'm wishing you all a very, very happy holiday season.
Hey, Marty Ingalls here. Sleigh bells ring. It is cold. Are you fluish? I'm not cold, because I'm Jew. Oh, stop it, stop it.
And I'm saying happy holidays to America's number one late-night radio show, Coast to Coast AM, the best.
Have a happy and a safe and a sober Christmas.
Thanks, Shirley. Thanks, Marty, as well. Danyon Brinkley, known for his inspirational lectures on the near-death experience, alternative healing practices, and self-awareness. You all know him. You know, he's been at the bedside of hundreds of people at the point of death. He himself has survived death, being struck by lightning several times. We thought we'd have Danyon share part of his Christmas with you right here on Coast to Coast. Danyon, my friend, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year to you, George, Lex, to Tommy, and to the entire family of Coast to Coast.
You know, when Tommy and Lisa were talking with me and they said, what kind of guests do we want for Christmas in addition to these pre-recorded Christmas greetings we've got? I said, you know what? I am not spending a Christmas Eve without a little bit of Danyon Brinkley.
That's so wonderful.
Here you are.
But you know what? Thank you, George, because I was thinking the other day, Kat, we were doing, I sent it to Tommy, we were doing a CBS early morning show. And Catherine made the statement, you know, he says, no matter what he's been through and how much pain he's been through, he always has an exuberance for life and he's always positive, even about some of the scariest and the wildest things. And I think that was a very good compliment. And I just appreciate it because I am a Coast to Coast listener. I think that the period of time that we live in is based on the knowledge that we acquire to make the decisions. And I sincerely believe that this Christmas is about Thanksgiving and love. But it also is going to take us into a new year of new thought and whole new concepts of our identity and who we are. And I think that Coast to Coast and you contribute immensely to people being able to look at this world we're living in. We either part of the problem or part of the solution, and we must take back our identity and our ownership. When you were talking about the frontal lobe, the temporal lobe, it's really the temporal lobes. The temporal lobe is where the mm-hmm. where Melvin Morris wrote a book that's where God lived.
Yep.
And there's been three or four people throughout history that's written about the temporal lobe and that it is that place in consciousness. And so at least we're beginning to define where the mind connects to the brain. And I am so glad that Zahi locked that individual up who was stealing antiquities.
Well, you know what? Egypt has been pillaged, as you know, Danyon, by so many people. Zahi, though he and I may differ a little bit on the theory of the pyramids, he's doing all he can to get those antiquities back into Egypt because they're in museums, too, all over this planet, and they belong back in Egypt.
I agree. And, you know, I disagree with Zahi on about 50%, but that's what makes us very good friends. And you know something, too, George, that people don't really pay attention to is that when I was asking him about Jesus in Egypt— because Paul Perry, who is a really close friend, and he was the co-author of Saved, Paul told me, I was talking to Paul, and Paul said, Daniel, you know, if I had never met you and started looking at the near-death experience, I would have never seen the kinds of things that I'm looking at now, because he's doing a new video on miracles. And people don't realize that when Jesus left Bethlehem and he went into Egypt and he stayed there from, what, birth to 12 years old, you can ask any child psychologist, and they'll tell you that a child's formative years, by the time you're 3 years old, you have the pattern of the personality. By the time you're the seven, you developed who you are. And by the time of 13, the hormones kick in and you truly identify who you are. So when you want to look at where the Holy Land is with a Christian concept, you have to go to where Jesus was and what created the formative years of his life. And I think that that's an astounding concept. Bethlehem may be where you were born, but unless he was you, George, he doesn't remember being born. And when you start to really look at where that consciousness gained so much of its identity and understanding, then it's got to be in Egypt. And, you know, Paul's doing a really good job with his website, JesusInEgypt.com. And I think that as this holiday season is, we must open up our hearts. We must open up our ability to look at the broader perspective of the world we live in so we can make it correct.
When I was at a conference several months ago, and you were at that conference on the West Coast, you know, when you walk around, you know, people point at you and say, there's the guy who was dead.
Well, that's how most people
know. That follows you.
But it's how most people know me, George. And I made it a lifetime work, because what people are afraid of is pain and quote-unquote death. Well, I've endured all the pain, and I know you don't die, and you don't go to hell. So with those three things in mind, I set in my life to change people's thoughts. And that if they know me, you know, like people know me, I'm very adamant about it. And if I was ever afraid of it, why would I have spent more than 26,000 hours and 31 years of my life at the bedside? I've lost four people this week, George.
Well, and I wanted you to know this, because I haven't had a chance to talk to you, and we got you on very quickly tonight. But yesterday, and I know how important he is to you, Art Bell's mother died. And we just found out about that, but I wanted you to
I'll
know about
him.
That, Daniel.
I'll
you
call
can
him
call
tomorrow.
Him.
Yeah, because
okay.
I mean, Art is Art's art, and I love him. You know, I love him, and I know what that means to him. I mean, when you have the kind of losses that Art's had, you know, it's tough on you. So I want to make
absolutely.
Sure that I call him tomorrow. I was going to invite him for Christmas, but I missed him. You know, because I know how I love Art. He's a great friend. He, you know, we began this epic 14 years ago. I've been on Coast to Coast for 14 years.
Oh, I know it. He was at your bedside in the
hospital.
Oh,
yeah. He came and did his radio shows for a week because of that friendship. I mean, that friendship was one of those enduring ones, and he and Ramona. So I am really I'm happy for her, but I'm sad for Art, and thanks for telling me that.
Yeah, give him a call.
But this holiday season, I like to just say two quick things, George. When I was on the other day doing our annual report, our decade annual report.
Our Veterans Night Show.
Yes, sir. I appreciated, because the largest donation I got was $2. I mean, it was $10. But I got thousands of dollars that people came to the Twilight Brigade, $1 and $2.
Yep.
And you know what? And
giving what they can, especially now, Daniel.
But you know what? This is what makes us. The people who are given $1 or $2, first they trust this show, and then they trust the work that we're doing, and they reach out. And I told Tommy, I was so proud of that, because it's we who live in this world who will reach in our pockets and serve. And I just wanted to thank people. You know, I wanted to thank people for that. And now I want to give one little veteran point, because everybody needs to visit a veteran. But what people are not looking at is John Warner from Virginia is retiring. And he wrote a bill, and in that bill was a rider. And what that rider defines what a combat wound is. because we have so many of them that the system is being overwhelmed. And think of this, a 28-year-old woman driving a Humvee, it hit a roadside bomb. It blew both her legs off, cracked her pelvis, lost an arm. She has polybrain trauma. And the only shrapnel that tore her legs off was from the Humvee. That is not a combat injury. It has been redefined that since no one shot her and none of the shrapnel from the bomb hit her, and she wasn't in combat, and then that's been redefined as a non-combat, so she can't get 100% disability. She can probably get 30%. What does that do to that person? And, you know, when you think about it and you read this on the bill, you start to really think that we have to get our act together in this new year.
Absolutely. Daniel, we'll be back in a moment. More to talk with you about. I want to get some of your predictions. I know you're working on a new book called Secrets of the Light with your wife, Catherine, Lessons from Heaven. And also, we'll take phone calls. We've got Daniel Brinkley this hour, and then we'll have more guests coming on throughout this Christmas Eve program. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Have you subscribed yet to the free Coast Zone newsletter? Well, if you haven't, here's the easy way to do that. You just go to the coasttocoastam.com website, click the link. You'll see it all on the homepage. Just register for it. It's an e-newsletter. You'll get it set there right on your email in the morning. You just wake up and there it is. It's the Coast Zone newsletter. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with Daniel Brinkley. Daniel, predictions for 2009. What do you see there?
Oh, I have a great one. This comes from, for people who've tracked me all those years, George, I wrote down in 1976 a bunch of what I did not know at the time were future events. And if you go to Danion.com, you can see all the predictions are there.
And that's Danion,
right,
for folks that want to know how to spell your name.
And I didn't start out to be Nostradamus or anything like that. I just didn't know what not to tell. Got to remember, when you have a near-death experience, and I had it, George, when no one ever heard of it. Raymond Moody's landmark book had not been written. I had this experience in 1975 in the Deep South. And so you when you spend 2 years, you know, dead for 28 minutes, completely paralyzed for 6 days, partially paralyzed for 7 months, and 2 years to learning to walk and feed myself, and this stuff going over and over in my mind, I didn't know what to tell and what not to tell. Now I know better. And I told these series of events to Raymond, Dr. Moody. And the internet, when we go from analog to digital, mm-hmm. and the internet becomes the television, you know, it becomes the computer becomes the center of our entertainment.
Exactly.
The internet will gain consciousness just like 2001, HAL, and we'll start to see symptoms of artificial intelligence in the computer system. But even more important, when we go from analog to digital in our television, that is a system that's so simple for spiritual beings, beings who live in the other dimensions that we call heaven and the interdimensional beings, to be able to migrate into that compressed frequency. We will start seeing beings from past lives, beings from other dimensions appearing on our televisions. So watch in the next year and a half as this begins to be high definition on February the 19th, 2009, goes to every home. High definition will mean a whole lot more in a year from now than it ever meant as we hear it now. Because the being can find a harmony in that frequency. And then because of the emotions, we now know, because of quantum physics, we now know that the observer has just as much effect on the experiment as the experiment's protocol itself. Well, that's going to migrate into 300 million people watching television. And it's going to migrate and begin to give consciousness to the internet and also create a means that we will be able to begin to communicate with that world we think is heaven. Now, this is from 1976.
That's pretty good prediction.
And, you know, I know this is going to start to happen, and electro voice phenomena and video voice phenomena, video picture phenomena will become the rage of the next 3 years till 2012 and beyond. But when we hit those solar flares, in 2010, it will only enhance this happening. And, you know, the other thing, too, is we will see advances in medicine that nothing will be able to stop. Insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies and even the AMA will not be able to stop it.
Good.
Because it's going to become quantum. Everything's going to be realized that it's energy. And we're going to see so much new science and technology, stuff we can't even imagine now. And I think that we begin a period of real growth in our consciousness. And you had a piece where a guy said he's been watching those powers that be just literally give away America.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the Amaro, quote unquote, the SPP situation, the SPP situation, Security and Prosperity Agreement between between Canada, America, and Mexico will almost literally become a reality before our very eyes. And because it has to have an economic zone. And this will start to manifest itself. It won't fully do it, but we'll catch on. The greatest thing I learned in that first near-death experience, George, was we win. All the stuff that we're so afraid of and all the things that we're talking about, we'll end up winning this because people are a lot smarter than they've tried to teach and educate us to be, and it's what this show does. Look at what this show does, and it gives people data to make decisions. You take what you think is good, you throw the rest of it away. But I would not have missed this time period between now and 2014 because every day is going to be exciting.
I agree, Danny, and it is an exciting time. Let's take some calls. East of the Rockies, we'll go to Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Bob, you're on with Danny and Brinkley. Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Hey, first of all, sympathies to our...
Thank you.
Every year, it's kind of a tradition. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, I go outside and look at the sky. And one thing everybody should do, happy birthday, Jesus. I mean, that's what this is about.
It is. You know, it's become so commercial, Bob and Daniel. People seem to forget really what the true meaning is, what the true spirit is. I'll tell you one good thing about this economic calamity, Danian, that we're in right now. People are doing things closer with their families. It's not all about just gifts and presents. If they don't have a lot to spend, so be it. I think people are getting closer than farther apart, don't you?
100%. I hate to say, you know, because I'm such an optimist. I'm, you know, like everybody says, you know, there's that dead guy, but, you know, since he didn't go to hell and, you know, he's a little crazy, I'm such an optimist. I am watching this. I see more people turn out to be of service, and I see more people care less about that and have more fun being themselves. Just like my whole family, I have like 30 people downstairs of some of the greatest friends and relatives. Wasn't as big a Christmas because everybody knows that we can't do it. But the sheer celebration of people coming together, you know, and sometimes you may get mad at Ogden Nash, who created in the 1840s, Ogden Nash created the image of what we now think is Santa Claus. And then Coca-Cola got a hold of it in 1898, and since then, this has been the Santa Claus concept as opposed to the birth of the Christ consciousness. And I support him. I support the guy perfectly because we must have a belief system that is about ourselves and our love, not a belief system about what other people think about it. And when you start giving and you reach out and you talk to people and you go and spend that time with them, we get to really appreciate ourselves. And there is no greater gift that we could ever give anybody than being a quiet, listening, loving presence. And, I mean, I'll pitch The Secrets of the Light because I wrote this book. Catherine and I wrote this book, George. And I know you'll do a program on it, but we wrote this book because looking at things of studying what means something to people, both in the panoramic life review on the other side, which you see your life pass before you in a 360-degree panorama. You watch it from the second-person point of view, and then you literally become every person you ever encounter, and you feel the direct results of your interaction between you and that person. Well, if people would take that and know that I've been saying it for 30 years and log that into their consciousness as what is the next life, there would be so much more of this, you know, so much more of it. So in celebrating the fact that we're in a tough situation makes us begin to appreciate the value of being that listening, loving presence. And I hope that everybody becomes that. Listen. Open your heart where people can talk and get that stress off, because just in the course of the last 2 days, I had a guy who I started talking to him yesterday. He passed today. And then I have another group who lost their dead on Monday, World War II veteran, and just helping them work through it. So I think that Secrets is the greatest gift that I could give, you know, because it takes a look at 58 years, and 31 years, and 3 near-death experiences, and how I look at that stuff. And I just am so, it's so important. And you know something else too, George? You have such an open heart about listening to people and letting them have the true chance to get their stories out about miracles. And remember, like Paul is doing, and so is Whitley Strieber. I mean, Whitley knows Art really well, and we're good friends.
Yeah.
But they're starting to look at, do you realize that in economically tough times, more miracles and more visions appear around
Absolutely.
The world?
It's weird, but you're right.
And that's what Paul in Jesus in Egypt, he just got back. And it's, you know, we hear those stories, and Paul is a little anal retentive. We're the same age. We're very, very good friends, but we're the exact opposite. And Paul has begun this based on Danyon. You know, I'll go look at anything. You know, I have an addiction to pyramids. And he's gone to look at miracles, and he's photographed these miracles. I mean, these visions and these lights and apparitions appearing around this church on this sacred site about where Jesus, the Holy Family, stayed, and these apparitions that appear there, and he's photographing me and doing a film about it. And more of these stuffs will appear, and the more that you do these shows like this, you know, where people come on and tell you just basic stuff that's happened and things that they're amazed at, the more and more people are going to be. This is something Paul said. He said, Daniel, if it hadn't have been you being so curious about it, I would have never looked at these things. And now that I'm looking at these things, it opens up a whole new potential of who I am, who he is, who, like he says, who I am, and what is the possibilities of what's in the rest of this world. I said, well, welcome to the Twilight Zone, Paul. You're going to love it.
Let's go to Charles in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Albuquerque, how are you, Charles?
Fine. Hi, George, and hi, Danyon.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, listen, Danyon, I just want to commend you on the work you do with the veterans. You know, I work for the blood bank here in town, and we deliver blood. I deliver blood at night to all the hospitals. We have 30 hospitals going on. And the only place that I go where every single person that I meet greets me and says hello is at the Veterans Hospital. And I think that's just because that's the spirit that they have. That's the, you know, the integrity that they have. They're walking wounded. They're going out in wheelchairs and crutches, and they'll always stop and say hello to me.
But you know what, Charles? They appreciate that you've come. They know when people get into the states of consciousness, you know, I criticize everything I see that's wrong and unjust, but I love the VA. I love what they do, and I love the people, and there's some bureaucracy in there, and, you know, I'll attack them. But these guys appreciate people coming to appreciate them. And when a veteran, you know what a veteran, a soldier, the only two things a veteran likes, he loves the medic mm-hmm. and the guy that's called his buddy that's in the foxhole with him.
Yep.
But when they see you coming, they want to let you know how much they appreciate, just like you were a corpsman or a medic. And I thank you for going in there, and I thank you for honoring them, because if we take a look at what's happening, you know, we'll never honor them. And here's another one of my pitches, George. Every couple of years, I take a subject matter that I see what happens among the people.
Okay.
Okay? And this last 2 years, I have PTSD, and I have diabetes. Diabetes is so rampant among veterans because of Agent Orange, and
yes,
it's people from our period. And diabetes is becoming epidemic. So people go to Danyon.com and they go to the links. They'll see Diabetes Care Plus. It's mostly for veterans. But if people go there and they call, I pick this corporate alliance group of people that have the best price and the best service, and they support the Twilight Brigade. So if you know someone who has diabetes and is struggling, and if you have it, then go to Danyon, go to the links and see Diabetes Care Plus, and go and make the call and see if that program suits you. And the other, if it's PTSD or polybrain trauma, there is another link that goes that's called The Ranch. And these are just programs that I've found that are on the cutting edge of being of service to people who have already served this country. You know, and I wish everybody that's in a war zone this night, or who's not in a war zone but in supply and support, I wish them the very merriest Christmas and a happy new year, and that I know without any question, because you're old squid yourself, I know that they appreciate the fact that we know what they're going through. You remember what it was like in basic and in the military to get a letter, George?
Well, being an officer, I didn't have to go through that kind of basic training.
Okay, well, you know.
You know, you know what? I did not go through what enlisted went through, you know, and they're the ones that toughed it out, not me.
Tell me about the United States Marine Corps. I know what it's like, but a letter means everything. You know, it just means everything. And it
reminds me of the movie Stalag 17. Remember when the guy would come in, Steve, with a bag full of letters, and he'd go, Shapiro, Shapiro,
yeah,
and he'd have those letters. A classic, classic scene, wasn't
it? But it means everything, and so Charles sees that. And you know, hey, guys, everybody just take a moment and put them in your heart. Send them that love, because we all know through Larry Dawson's work with prayer, you know, we all know that they feel that.
Let's get a call from Tasha, east of the Rockies. Hey, Tasha, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi. Yeah, I just have a message for all the listeners about who have health concerns, and to not procrastinate on them. Deal with it as soon as you can, right away. I had a dental emergency all evening, all afternoon. That was my Christmas Eve.
Oh, my gosh.
And I let it go about 4 or 5 days. And now I just have to take a course of antibiotics, and the dentist reprimanded me for waiting so long. And I asked, and he asked, why did you wait so long to come in? And I said, well, it was basically because of fear.
Yeah.
And but once you get there, it's
you're glad you did, didn't you?
Yeah, of course, and that's half the battle.
Well, do you know, Tasha and Danyon, so many people refuse to go to a doctor because they're afraid of what the doctor's going to tell them? Danyon, that's unacceptable. They need to go and take care of themselves.
You have to start looking at it, and you have to start looking at viable health care. But you know what? The key, George, is going to be prevention. Okay, it's like Tasha, you know, she's right. Prevention is the only way into the future. Integrative medicine, complementary and alternative techniques, allopathics. You know, I'm like you in this, in turmeric. It was allopathic medicine that saved my life, but it's complementary therapies that keep me alive.
Absolutely.
And people have to pay attention. It's another big gripe of mine, Kodak.
And we want to keep you alive, my friend. Look, we're working on a program. We'll get you back soon. Even with Catherine, would she like to come on for a little bit to talk about the secrets of the light?
Something, George, if you would do that. I have been through, because the book tour is on, and we're doing shows everywhere, but Coast to Coast is most important, and I swear to you, I have more fun watching her on these shows than I do myself.
I know what you mean.
And, you know, when you have a wife and you love her so much, and it's her first big trip out into the world, it is so thrilling.
We will get you back, my friend. Have a great Christmas.
And,
Danny.
George, I love you, and I love the entire family of Coast to Coast, and even more, I love those listeners. Be safe, everybody. Be brave and be a part of the solution, and let's quit being a part of the problem.
Our Christmas Eve extravaganza continues with more in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.